The Eddie Cantor Show.
You'd never think arithmetic was something you'd enjoy. But when it's done a certain way, it's fun for every girl and boy. 1Z, 2Z, I'll kiss you, Z. 2Z, 3Z, you kiss me, Z. 3Z, 4Z, kiss some more, Z. Let's start counting higher. 4Z, 5Z, let's get live, Z. 5Z, 6Z, hug me quick, Z. 6Z, 7Z, this is heaven, Z. My heart's on a flyer. Keep the kisses going while the numbers climb. Love will keep on growing, and we'll have one swell time. 7Z, 8Z, you're my date, Z. 8Z, 9Z, 8 is fine, Z. 9Z, 10Z, start again, Z. 1Z, 2Z, I love you, Z. Keep the numbers going till the song is done. Love will keep on growing, and we'll have lots of fun. 7Z, 8Z, you're my date, Z. 8Z, 9Z, 8 is fine, Z. 9Z, 10Z, start again, Z. 1Z, 2Z, I love you, Z. If I love you, Z, you love me, Z. Just you try, it's awful easy. It's a game that you can't lose, Z. 1Z, 2Z, I love you, Z.
We now take you to the home of Eddie Cantor, where we find the great comedian seated at his desk, surrounded by a huge pile of fan mail.
Harry Von Zell, look at all these letters.
Yeah.
Requests, requests. Nothing but requests.
Gee.
The May Company requests $84. Saks Fifth Avenue requests $200. And here's a bill for $1,500 for Ida's new silver fox. Why, only last year I bought her a mink coat.
Well, Eddie, maybe she's tired of the mink coat.
Tired? A mink wears the same coat all his life and never complains she's tired. Harry, you know, I'm not the only husband that complains. All women are the same.
What do you mean, Eddie?
Well, they spend the morning looking, the afternoon buying, so it can be delivered in the evening so they can return it in the morning.
No, Eddie, listen, has Ida always been so wild about shopping in department stores?
Ever since I married her. I'll never forget when our first daughter was born. I brought her in to Ida and said, look, darling, this wonderful pink little bundle just arrived. She looked up and said, Eddie, we'll keep it 5 days, and if it doesn't match the drapes, we'll send it back.
Oh, no. Well, look, Eddie, why don't you talk to Ida about all these bills?
I did, and I really laid the law down.
Oh.
I showed her bills from the beauty shop, bills from the milliner, bills from the furrier, from the dressmaker. And finally, we agreed to cut down on expenses.
You did?
Tomorrow, I'm giving up smoking.
Oh, no. Now, listen, Eddie, there must be some way to cut down your expenses.
Well, Ida... Yeah. Harry, how much am I paying you a week?
Me and my big mouth.
Now, Harry, quit stalling. How much money do you find in your pay envelope every week?
I don't know. My wife never lets me peek.
You mean she never lets you peek?
No, she just counts it next to my ear and lets me listen to it rustle.
Well, I'll soon put a stop to that.
You will?
Next week you can listen to a jingle.
Oh, no.
Harry, hand me the rest of the mail.
Okay, here it is.
Oh, Harry, look.
What?
A letter from Jack Benny.
Oh, no.
It's probably a check for the rent. You know, he rented my house in Palm Springs 2 weeks ago.
Oh, yes.
Well, at last I'll be collecting something. Let's see now. Where's that check?
Well, go ahead. Read the letter, Eddie.
Dear Eddie, you can stop shaking the envelope. There's no check inside. When I sublet your house in Palm Springs, we agreed that you would leave the house exactly as it was when I first saw it. Now, I remember distinctly seeing a box of Kleenex in the bathroom on the day you left. Last night, quite by accident, I counted the Kleenex and found 2 sheets missing.
What? By accident? Yeah.
Now, under ordinary circumstances, I wouldn't complain, Eddie. But it so happens that my own personal Kleenex won't be back from the laundry till Monday. And another thing, he says here, I haven't had a good night's sleep since I moved into your bedroom. I find that your beauty rest mattress is much too small for my money. Unless something is done about this immediately, I will be forced to transfer my account to my Simmons mattress, Beverly Hills branch. Sincerely, Jack Benny.
Yeah,
here it is.
Thank you.
Well, Same old Jack. Yes. Harry, throw the rest of the mail away. It's probably all Bill.
Oh, no. Hey, wait a minute, Eddie. Here's a strange-looking letter. It's from South America.
South America?
Huh?
South America? Let me see it, Harry.
Yeah, here.
Oh.
What?
Harry.
What?
Oh.
What's the matter?
This is wonderful,
Eddie,
Harry.
What is it?
It's marvelous.
Well, what is it?
I'm rich.
Rich?
I'm rich, Harry.
What?
Harry, look. Wait. I'm a millionaire.
A million?
I've inherited a 100,000-acre plantation in South America.
Inherited from whom?
From my grandfather, Don Eduardo Gonzalez Cantoro.
Well, wait a minute, Eddie. Now, you know very well that your grandfather was no South American.
But, Harry, he was. Believe me, he was a pioneer. My grandfather was the first gaucho to wheel a pushcarto across the Rio Amazonas.
Eddie, are you kidding? Did you really inherit a plantation?
Certainly. Look at the letter.
Well,
lawyer. It says the lawyer is coming over to have me sign the papers. Harry, do you realize what this means?
Yeah.
I'm rich.
Well,
I'm rich, Harry. I don't have to... I'm a member of the South American aristocracy.
I can't believe it.
I'm a descendant of Don Eduardo Gonzalez Cantoro, the richest man in South America.
I can't believe it.
Why, the blood that runs through my veins is over 2,000 years old.
That I believe.
From now on, Harry, it's Signor Eduardo, the playboy.
Yeah.
Every night I'll dive into a swimming pool filled with champagne.
Oh, no, Eddie, you can't swim.
Who cares? Think of the fun I'll have floating around with my mouth open. South America, here I come. Aye, 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 aye. Have you ever danced in the tropics? In that hazy, lazy-like, kind of crazy-like South American way. Aye, 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 aye. Have you ever kissed in the moonlight? In the grand and glorious, gay, notorious South American way. The Latin scheme of love is like a dream of love. A Latin stream of love is in their veins. They'll buy a Jew for you, a fighter duel for you, or drive a mule for you across the plains. Aye, 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 aye. There is melody in their music, while the gauchos sing it. Come on and swing it, South American way.
Listen, yeah. I just thought if you're going to South America, you'll need some different clothes, you
oh,
know.
Oh, no, Harry. I expect to get everything when I'm down there. Some jarachas, sombreros, serapis, muchachos.
No. Wait a minute, Eddie. A muchacho is a boy.
Oh. I guess I'm expecting too much of South America. Oh, but I can hardly wait to get down there, Harry.
What,
come in.
Oh, Eddie, this looks like your Spanish lawyer.
Eddie Cantor, she is who?
She is me. Are you the lawyer from South America?
Yes, I am her. I bring you bad news. Your grandfather, she has passed away. And she leave you?
She leave me, yes.
Your grandmother.
My grandfather left me my grandmother?
See, and then your poor grandmother, he passed away.
Yes, but what about the plantation? I had a letter telling me I inherited the plantation.
Oh, forgive you, I forget.
Yeah.
Your grand peoples, they leave you 100,000-acre coffee plantation, 1,000,000 pesetas, and a large herd of cattle.
Oh, that's wonderful. Tell me, how many head of cattle do I have?
Oh, I am sorry. I could not count the heads of cattle.
Why not?
They were facing the other way.
Look, Mr. Lawyer, I don't want any mistakes. Are you sure it was my grandfather who died?
Oh, see, we checked. Your grandfather, when she passed away, he have a birthmark on his back. And a mule on his nose.
No. You mean he had a mole on his nose.
Oh, not after the mule kick him in the kisser.
Look, senor. Will you let me sign the papers now? I want to take my whole cast down to South America. Do they like American broadcast there?
Oh, see. Especially those programs with that South American flavor.
Yeah. Which programs?
John's Other Enchilada. And Fever McGee and Tamale.
Look, senor, we're wasting time. Will you let me sign the papers, please?
Oh, muy bueno. Sign here.
All right. Eduardo Cantoro. There. Now, what about your fee?
Is $4 and expenses too much?
Why, not at all. Here's $4. How much are your expenses?
$1,100.
$1,100? Oh, well, what do I care? I'm a South American millionaire. Here is the $500. Here's the $1,100.
Gracias
to you. Tell me, have you had a good time here in Hollywood?
Oh, no. Last night I have a date with a beautiful woman. She take me to the Trocadero, but she no dance with me. She She take me to Ciro's, but she no drink with me.
But, senor, if she didn't dance and drink with you, what did she take you for?
$1,100.
Adios. Adios. Harry, I'm a millionaire.
Isn't it wonderful?
Everything is set now. Look, the papers are signed.
Yeah, and Eddie, listen, you better take me along with you. I'll be a great help to you. I know the language, you know.
You speak Spanish?
Oh, sí. 2 years in high school. Get a load of this, Eddie. Now, listen.
Yes.
Mi órgano de lo facto este verde.
Oh, that's wonderful, Harry.
Isn't that?
What does it mean?
I have a green nose.
That's fine. That's what you know. That's fine.
Isn't it good?
That'll be a great help in South America. We go into a restaurant. I'm dying to eat. I don't know how to read the menu. The waiter says, "What would you like, sir?" And you say it, Harry.
Mi órgano de lo facto este verde.
I have a green nose with mustard. With mustard,
yeah,
maybe?
A little come in handy someplace.
Sure. For example, a beautiful senorita throws her arms around me and asks me if I'd like to kiss her. And you say, "Tell her, Harry." What do you say?
Mi órgano de lo facto este verde.
Fine. She's puckered up her ruby lips. I'm purple with emotion. And you're standing there with a green nose.
Oh.
Harry, it's all set.
All swell.
I've sent down for my plane tickets, and I'll be leaving for South America on the Clipper tonight.
Oh.
Now, the only thing I have left to do is to take some rumba lessons,
yeah.
You know?
Oh, rumba lessons?
Sure. They'll expect it of Don Eduardo Cantoro. After all, part of me is South American.
Well, then how come you can't do the rumba?
That's not the part of me that's South American.
Oh.
Come on, Harry. I've already phoned the best rumba teacher in town. Now, I'll take it. Hello? Hello? Cantor speaking.
How do you do?
Russian?
Yes.
Russian, have you had any luck getting me a ticket to South America?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
In checking over, I have discovered you need an extra ticket, as you will carry 150 pounds excess.
My baggage doesn't weigh 150 pounds.
But I do.
All right, but make sure the tickets are for the Pan American Clipper.
To make sure?
Yes.
I made sure.
Yes.
I had the stewardess take me into the hangar where I looked things over.
Well, that's very thoughtful of you, looking over the plane.
Oh, the plane. The plane. Oh.
Stop clowning, Russian. I'm in a hurry to start packing.
Camper, be sure and pack your long underwear.
Yeah, but Russian, the only Clipper stop is Cuba. That's in the West Indies, where it's warm.
Later it gets cold.
Yeah?
You see?
Yeah?
When you leave the Indies and fly over the Andes, you change your undies.
Russian, you can do me another favor.
Yes?
After you pick up the tickets,
yes?
Get me a list of South America's famous hot dishes.
I have it right here. South America's hottest dishes.
What are they?
Maria Montez and Cana Miranda.
No. I mean hot dishes like tamales, enchiladas, and tortillas. Do you know what they are?
Undubiously. Once I had a meal of tamales, enchiladas, and tortillas. And after finishing, I rushed to the telephone and ordered my dessert.
After all that hot food, what kind of dessert did you phone for?
The fire department.
Russian, keep trying to get those tickets, and I'll see you later. Until then, adios.
Adios?
Yes, that means goodbye in Spanish.
Los Angeles traffic.
Los Angeles traffic?
That's goodbye in any language.
Goodbye. Goodbye, Russian. Come on, Harry, let's go for the rumble.
Yes.
This must be the place.
Uh-huh.
I'll knock on the door.
Okay.
Come in.
Lena Ramai. Well, Lena, I'm ready for my rumba lesson.
But the man on the phone said he was a Spanish gentleman.
Sí, sí, I am she. I am Don Eduardo San Pedro Alvarado San Fernando La Brea.
What?
I am of the La Brea muchachos.
You look more like the La Brea Tarpy.
All right, Lena, I'll confess. I'm Eddie Cantor, and this is my good friend, Harry Von Zell.
Oh, this is amazing. Marvelous. Wonderful.
Why are you staring at me?
It isn't every day I see a man with a green nose.
Huh? Oh, I'm glad somebody called you. Look, Lena, I came up here to take some rumba lessons.
Very well. I'll teach you to do the rumba in 6 lessons for only $5 a lesson.
Oh, that's reasonable. Here's $5 for the first lesson.
Okay. Now, put your arms around me.
Yeah?
Bend over at the waist.
Yeah?
Take one step forward.
Like this?
Yes. Now for lesson number 2.
Wait. So fast? What do I do for lesson number 2?
You give me another $5.
Okay, here you are. I'm ready now for lesson number 2.
Okay. Put your left foot before your right one.
Yeah?
Put one hand on your hip.
Yeah?
And the other one in your pocket.
In my pocket?
Yes. It's time to favor lesson number 3.
No! Harry.
Yes, Eddie.
Harry, reach in my pocket and take out $5.
Well, why don't you do it yourself?
If I make a move, lesson number 4. All right, Lena, let's continue.
I'm sorry, your rumba lesson, she is finished.
Finished? But I'm supposed to get 6 lessons and you only gave me 3. Are you afraid my money won't hold out?
No, I'm afraid you won't.
Oh, what a sense of you. Isn't it cute, Harry? Yes. No wonder I enjoyed seeing you in that MGM picture, Adventure with Claude Gable.
Yes, Gable's back and Garson's got it. Gable's back and Garson's got it.
It's too bad you didn't get him. You should have. You were wonderful, Lena. In that picture, you looked so exotic. Just like Dorothy L'Amour.
Dorothy L'Amour? She has nothing on me.
Dorothy L'Amour, she has nothing on herself. Lena, are there any tips that you can give me on South America?
Well, you'll find that romance down there is so different from here.
It is?
In South America, on a moonlit night, young couples have their dates on a balcony. Here, they don't make love on the balcony.
Oh, no? You've never been to Low State on a Saturday night. Lena, what makes you think those South Americans are so different?
Well, down there, they're not so hurry.
No.
Here, what you got. Hello, good looking. What's cooking? Here's some nylons. What nice you wear.
Oh.
In South America,
yeah.
When a caballero goes out with a señorita, he takes his time. He romances her. He makes pretty speeches. But with a man like you, it's different. You try to kiss the girl the first night.
Yeah, well, a man like him has to with him. They don't show up the second night.
Shut up, Montel. Lena, you know you haven't helped me a bit. You didn't teach me to rumba, and you certainly didn't teach me to speak Spanish.
Forget about the rumba.
Yes.
Forget about the language. In South America, the only thing that matters is love.
Yeah.
Eduardo.
Yes.
Would you like me to give you something with a real Latin flavor?
Yes.
I sing.
Oh, I sing.
De la Sierra Morena, cielito lindo, vienen bajando. Un par de ojitos negros, cielito lindo de contrabando. Una flecha en el aire, cielito lindo, lanzó Cupido. Y esa flecha volando, cielito lindo, bien mi herido. Ay, 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 canta y no llores, porque cantando se alegran, cielito lindo, los corazones. Cantando se alegran, cielito lindo, los corazones. Ese lunar que tiene, cielito lindo, junto a la boca, no se lo des a nadie, cielito lindo, que a mí me toca. Ay, 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 canta y no llores.
Isn't she cute, Harry?
Cantando se alegran, cielito
lindo, los corazones. Bravo! Oh, Harry, isn't she wonderful?
Oh, mi organo del olfacto esta verde.
Harry.
Harry, it was nice of you to come over here and help me pack.
Listen, you know, Eddie, I still think you should have told off that Lena Romay. Taking you for $30 and not giving you a rumble lesson, nothing.
Who cares what's money? This time tomorrow I'll be my South American plantation, a millionaire, rich.
Well,
Harry, go upstairs in my closet and help yourself to all my suits.
Oh, no, Eddie.
There, hello, oh, God, you can let it out in the back. Go ahead, Harry. Aye. Have you ever lived in the tropics?
Wait, is this Senor Cantor?
Oh, my little Spanish lawyer. What are you doing here?
Oh, I come to your house to make long-distance call to South America.
A toll call?
Oh, see, I told him you pay for it.
Well, that's all right. How's everything going with my inheritance?
Oh, perfecto. Except for a few small things.
Yeah.
I think I told you about your plantation.
Oh, yes, my 100,000-acre coffee plantation.
Well, your grandfather didn't exactly leave you 100,000-acre coffee plantation.
What did he leave me?
One percolator.
One percolator? Well, how about my cattle?
Oh, the cattle you got.
A large herd of cattle?
Oh, no, one small tea cattle.
Wait a minute, this is impossible. My coffee plantation is a percolator, my cattle is a tea cattle. Wait a minute, senor. Didn't you say my grandfather left me a million pesetas?
Oh, he's typographical error. You know inherit pesetas.
What did I inherit?
Potatoes.
All right, send me the potatoes. I'll sell them.
Oh, nobody will buy them.
Why not?
They are mashed.
No!
And don't ask about the gravy.
Why shouldn't I?
You gave me $1,100?
Yes.
I got the gravy. Are you all...
No. How do you like that? Everything happens to me. No plantation, no money. I'm completely broke. I've got to start economizing. Harry!
Yeah?
Harry, where are you?
Here in your closet, Eddie. I was just trying on the suit you promised me.
Take it off!
What do you say?
I can't. I'm not going to South America, Harry.
What's the matter with... What happened to your inheritance? You told me you were going to be a South American gentleman.
South American gentleman is typographical error. Now, Beverly Hills bum. Aye. I lost my ranch in the tropics. Got kicked by Grand Pater below the equator, the South American way. I thought I owned the most beautiful coffee plantation, but no coffee I will sip. I am just a drip. My hacienda she blew away. A Latin scheme of love was like a dream of love. The Latin stream of love was not for me. I'm no caballero now, got no sombrero now, a Cesar Romero now, I'll never be. I know that I won't see that South American scenery. I'll have to look at Vanzelli with his pot that he got the All-American way.
You've been listening to The Eddie Cantor Show with Harry Von Zell, Bert Gordon, and Eddie's special guest, Lena Romay. Right now, let's join the dancing party in progress at the beautiful Biltmore Bowl of the Biltmore Hotel in Los Angeles, California, and listen to the music of Jimmy Greer and his orchestra.
I'm glad I waited for you.
Jimmy Greer presents his lovely lady of song, Miss Jean Taylor. Miss Taylor, who could tell me anything and I'd believe it, chooses for her lyrics, I Can't Begin to Tell You. All right, Bill. The mood of a favorite American pastime set to music. Jimmy Greer and the orchestra and coffee time.
Show and this brief musical visit to the Biltmore Bowl in Los Angeles, California, where the music of Jimmy Greer and his orchestra has been a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.